तदाशा देवो जागृति कदम तिष्ठति जगत ब्रह्म संहिता एंड दैट यूनिवर्सल माइंड यूनिवर्सल पर्सन ही अवेकन्स द क्रिएशन बिगिन्स व्हेन ही गोज टू स्लीप एवरीथिंग गॉन वैनिशेस यस एज वी ऑल्सो व्हेन वी गो टू स्लीप एवरीथिंग गॉन अगेन वी अवेक एवरीथिंग कम्स इन Again, when sleeping, everything comes. What I see, that is the in the universal mind. Hegel has explained in that way. Our mind is a part of the universal mind. Just as this body is a part of the physical world, so our mind is a part of the universal mind. And it depends on that. If heart is dissolved, then with body everything will be dissolved. So universal mind dissolved, all individual minds will be dissolved. You got that? So the dissolution of the universal mind, this individual mind will vanish. The mind is the part of that. If there is a government in the mental world, the Yamaraj, he is the judge there, independent of this physical body, so many mental bodies are living in the mental sphere. There is a government. They are caught and they are punished and rewarded. That is in the heaven or in hell, all these things. In the mental world, all in the mental world, independent of this body. Ordinary soul, they are parted from the body, they live centering moon. This moon, which is the upagraha, what is English upagraha? Satellite of Earth. Earth, the Earth centered satellite moon. That the ordinary mental body is and that goes towards emancipation, liberation, that crosses the limit of the earth and enters into the domain of the universe, solar system. So the sun, that's through light, passes out to the moon. Light, consciousness. Go. You can see the letter that is with Bhavinara.
Nice.
That's the gentleness. His name is Vishnu Vadasa, Vishnu Vada.
Swami Maharaj also caused some excitement by saying the Americans never went to the moon.
That I mentioned that this moon is not the real that moon mentioned in Bhagavata. He told like that. And he also gave some sort of analogy that in every nation there is first the sun, then moon, then Mars, then Mercury, then Jupiter, these. These are counted successively in this way. Why? That was his one point.
Yes.
He told me. Everywhere, the first, the Rabi Shom Mongol Bud, the Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, what is the meaning? That they are successively father. So he told that this moon is not the moon of Bhagavata. Like that. But I told him this may be adjusted in this way, from the question of influence. The measurement is not by the physical distance, but by the interest of the heart. It draws more interest nearer the sun. However physically far it may be, but it gets the highest benefit from the sun, and the next from the moon, and the perhaps next from the Mars, in this way. Nearer in interest, nearer not in physical distance. I told him like that. And there was another question that Jambudvipa and then Bhavan Samudra and then another island, then Jambu Prakha in this way, and then Kirur Samudra, Bhavan, Ikhu, Sura, Sotpi, Dodi, Dugda, Ja, the seven oceans. That is also described in such a way, not only in this water, but the atmosphere, including the atmosphere, that is, earth is surrounded by the water, then watery gases, and that have got differentiation in the stages. Earth is surrounded. The water is also in the form of gases, and this way, and there are different places where the souls are living in different mental bodies. Some other scholars, a Bengali scholar, has represented it in that way. That book was it was published in. Someone in Medinapur, the book of Baptist, but it's shown to Swami Maharaj that he has explained in this way the certain notions of certain types. That not only is just the water, but the water represented in the gas form, that is the air surrounding the earth. There we can trace differentiation in this way. Anyhow, the last point is there. As we will to ask to see, we cannot buy to see. Subjective control. And Krishna entering into the that play arena of Kamsa. Different section of people are seeing him differently. Malla namasani nanang naravara srinam saru murtinam mitri bhogyavati viradavishwa. Different group having different impression by his sight. He is one entering, but different group is seeing him in different way. It is possible, as he likes to express himself to a particular. He can see that. When Krishna in Kurusabha, Duryodhana, Dushasana came to bind him with rope and to put in the prison. He showed himself in such a way they are all wonder what it is, astonished. If we are, we have to put the rope and tie the arms, then the Vishnu and the others, Narada, so many Vishis were there, Krishna has come for negotiation of peace. The Kurus on behalf of the Pandava. Then the Rishis also came. They began to praise him. And you see the praise. When Dhritarashtra, he was blind, he heard all those things and asked Krishna, "Oh, I hear what I hear, I understand what you have. You are showing yourself in such a beautiful way and a wonderful way that they are all astounded to see you, and they are going on using their place. Please, for the time you can do anything and everything, for the time being remove my blindness, give me eye that I can see you." And again you will make me blind. Krishna told, no, blindness is not necessary to be removed. I say, you see me. And this is auspicious. What does it mean? Without removing the blindness, Dhritarashtra was shown his rupa. What does it mean? What does it mean that without the sense of the physical, the root can be seen in the mental connection? If he likes, if he wants to show, then he can show. Not physical senses necessary. That it is mentioned. That no necessity of removing your blindness. Only I say you can see me, and you will see. And the rest will show. What does it mean? The eyes are not indispensable to see the rupa. The mind can see. If he wants to, then that's it. That is created by, through the senses. In the paper, two, three years ago, one French scientist has his opinion that not that I can see the color, but color is produced from the eyes. The vision. So, sound created through from the ear. Not that it exists outside. So in Bhagavad Gita, guna pravritta visaya parvala. Visaya, chittakti is moribbo. This heart, air, the water, the heat, what is outside, to be experienced by our senses, that is like parvala, just as the branches of the tree, the sprouts come out, so from the indriya it comes out. The sun is there, the eye is there, and the color is there. With the help of the sun, I can cooperate. Or can come in touch with color. So ether is there, ear is there, sound is there. Three things, one sattva-gun, raja-gun, tamo-gun. One recipient in a student, and they are making it possible, and they are represented as the thing of experience. And this is evolved. From sattva-gross is being evolved. Gross has not established. First fossil and then light. No. The fossil only is a part of the conception of the consciousness. Consciousness presupposes. Fossil presupposes consciousness. Everything, every experience presupposes consciousness. So consciousness is only. And these concepts are floating on the ocean of consciousness, either in the individual consciousness or in the universal consciousness, floating.
So Guru Maharaj, this same principle.
So everything is to be, we are ordered to see everything with one generation. They are all of superior position than us. Yat also. That is a part of universal consciousness. So I shall revere everything, everything. Every part connected with Krishna. Connected, every part should be connected with Krishna and should be dhanavet. Worship. I'm the worshipper, not the enjoyer, exploiter. I'm the servant. And a serving unit in this universe. Everything is of higher origin. Material, we are requested to see everything spiritual upon it. Whatever you come in contact with, try to see it with respect of spirituality, not the material product below you. That will help you to come in real contact with things, reality. So serving attitude takes us nearer to reality, and the exploiting tendency takes us out from the reality, Maya, misconception. Exploiting tendency takes us far from the reality that is misconception, Maya. Central reality we are dependent on Him in all matters. We must live a life, a grateful life. A grateful life. That is noble faculty, devotion, gratefulness, reverence, worshipping, service. We should live in the midst of these noble faculties. And that nobility will transfer this quality to me. I shall be noble. Coming in contact with them. And coming in contact with lower things, I am the master and they are like slaves. I can mold him in any way, like the association takes me down to the to be materialized to my lowest position. They could take me so close to the matter, as three stones. Die to live, apparently they think that we are losing our interest. No, by sacrifice we thrive, and by exploiting we go down, we lose. Exploitation takes us lower. Apparently, I am master of all I say, I am monarch of all I say, but that is the most heinous disease. It will take down to the lower position. I am servant of all I say, will take you nearer to the rules of the section of the world. The Dhāvai to lead, try to die for others. You are insignificant of the insignificant, things like that. You may be utilized, you can earn your fortune by serving of the higher entity. Their influence will be injected in you in their aspiration. So service is your food. You can thrive on service. Created with this possibility of two aspects of nature. Let us stop. Adaptability. Both kinds of adaptability is within us. Adaptability is in conception, and adaptability in the truth.
বিতাইপাড়েরা তো দুইজন মধ্যে কাল না পরশু চলে
যাবে
টিকিট কিনতে গিয়েছে আজ তো 2000 কথা এরপরে সন্ধ্যা ভোর আছে সন্দেশ ওই জন্য তাই আমাকে দেখা লাগবে আপনার 8 বছর
So, Maharaj, Krishna gives the bhakta faith. Krishna bestows faith on his devotee as the devotee needs vision to see. To have faith, one has to see the Lord working through his environment. Yes? Krishna says in Gita that if one worships a particular demigod, he makes his faith steady in that demigod. Yes, but he is making that faith steady. So he's bestowing some vision, as you were explaining, subjective vision, then we are inclined to think this way or that way. So if one is seeing the Lord working through the material energy, then his faith is increased. Yes?
Will worship the demigod, they will attain the closeness of the demigod.
Yes.
That is the Yojasrabdha Sarivasa.
Yes.
But who worships me, he will come to me. And who worship other gods, they will go there. But that is tension, confined with this tension to others, and I am transcendental.
Yes. If Krishna wants you to see white, he'll make you see white. If he wants you to, if Krishna wants you to see a white color, he makes you see white, as you
Krishna
explained.
Krishna is drawn there. When they are worshipping other gods, there is no Krishna.
Yes.
They are left independent.
Yes.
I am independent.
Yes.
And they are left their own karma, their own meager free will, and the mic world, they are left free. They can have free choice, and they are doing these things. Whatever he comes to interfere, that is another thing. And if he comes to interfere, not without cause, must be some supriti connection with the sadhu, and then his interference. Otherwise, they are all left free. you have got your mirror, the small particle of the premium, it is with you. You are a particle, your freedom is also a particle. And you are at large in this world, you select your own and you are going on with your own. That is this world of misconception. And here Krishna does not come to interfere. One only through the, his saint, and sometimes he comes here passively, instruction. When he comes as an incarnation, he says, do this, don't do that. This is this, this is this, this is black, this is white. If you take white, you will get this thing. If you take black, you will get this thing. That is from a not direct interference in their activity, but a passive advice. And there his saints, devotees also come and they canvass without interfering with the freedom of the individual. And if by choice of their free will they accept the advice of Krishna or the saints and devotees, then they gradually come in connection with Krishna camp, otherwise not.
I see.
He's aloof. No kartrittam no karmani dokushasyati prabhu. No karma phalasam yogam salavastu pravattati. It is, he has left us in our own nature to handle with the environment. It is there, he was there. You select your own prospect, the doer. But sometimes he comes, don't do this. If you do this, this will be the bad effect. If you do this, this will be the good result. This way he comes and advises. And he does not partake, control his soul to take a particular course. No. Non-interfering attitude. Otherwise, the jiva has will not have any freedom. So conscious image means endowed with freedom. So he does not interfere with the freedom of the consciousness. They are all particles of consciousness, and consciousness means endowed with freedom. You are aware of the university Dalki Kacha?
Maharaj, one last question in this regard on the subject of subjective vision. There are 9 deity forms, and one of those is in the mind. There's wood, stone, jewel. There's different substance. A deity can be fashioned from wood, from stone, from earth, from jewel.
A murti
can be fashioned in 9 ways. Or eight ways. So one is in the mind. Yes?
One is mind.
Everything is in mind. Why one?
Because nothing can... There is... That seems to be the best, isn't it?
Yes. Manomayi, yeah.
Manomayi, mrinmayi.
Manomayi, mrinmayi. There is a slope in Sanskrit. Gunatagi? So Manomayi, generally the sannyasin, it is recommended for the sannyasastra. They will wander here and there, they will mentally, they will worship. Everything is mentally done. Should be done by the sannyasi class.
Manomayi.
But really, his chinmayi. But the nearest approach is Manomayi. Then there is Lekta. only by in a wall with some paint. Paint means this mud or something, like this cement or something, lekha.
Yes.
Lekha, only by the pen. Lekha, lekha. Then dharumai, by wood. Mainmai, then prastaramai ki aja.
Stone.
Shila.
Shilamai. In this way, eight kinds of archamurti to be worshipped. Representation.
But transcendental.
Yes. So how to accomplish the deity of the mind? How to accomplish? Is there a process to actually accomplish that goal?
To have conception of the principle of Acha. It has been asked when you are worshipping any deity, you are asked to on for meditation. The mantra is there, the meaning is there. Without the help of the external material things, you have to do everything in your mind. That is monomani.
In worship deity, that is monomani.
You may have a conception of any of the shilamani or dharumani or anything in your mind in meditation. In Jagannath, you may conceive, have conception of Puri Jagannatham and worship in mind. Mahaprabhu, here or there, in any place, have you, which has attracted you most, you can think of his figure and you do the necessary things, everything in imagination. You are collecting flowers. Rubbing chandam, pushing, it may be so strong that it can defeat the physical representation also. Goswami has mentioned one mistake, that one Brahmin, he used to worship mentally every day. He used to give some paramanna bhoga. Paramanna, you know, rice.
Sweet rice.
Sweet rice.
Sweet rice. He used to give bhogam to his deity in mind. One day, suddenly this thought came in mind, perhaps it is too hot. So, whether it is too hot, not fit to for the eating of the deity, so he unconsciously tried to measure the heat of the food, and with this finger thumb, he wanted to touch that imaginary food, paramanna, and suddenly he felt that it's too hot, and there was an abscess. So the mental representation and maybe sometimes so concrete that it produces this material result. And though it was all in imagination, it is also possible. So imagination and our external things have got an intimate connection. Strong intensity of mental force can create this physical thing. We have to understand from this, by this example. Let there be water, there was water. Let there be light, there was light, as is mentioned in Bible. God created it this way. He willed this. So sometimes the will of a devotee be so much intensified that it can create and peace in this material reality. But what do you think to be here? যে ওদের সেই যে অ্যাকাউন্ট খুঁজে দেওয়ার জন্য আমার জয়েন্ট অ্যাকাউন্টে ফিরে দেবে সেটি মনে করবে।
Time. 9:25, Maharaj.
Okay, Maharaj. Jai Om Vishnu Padme.